So Pigud Vachravosai, today's daf is Erev and Daf Pei Gimel. We're at the last line here on Pei Beis and Mabeis. It's a quote from our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said yesterday at the end of the daf that we quoted the Mishnah talking about how much, right, how big is the shear of an Erev, right, how much bread do you need. So we had quoted a bunch of machloksim, and then at the end of the Mishnah we had said that the chetzia leves hamanuga vechetzi chetzia lefsal esagavia, that half of whatever shear it is to make an Eruv, half of that is going to be used for Beis HaManuga. What does that mean? So that basically if a house has tzaras and a person goes into that house, so the halacha is if he waits there the amount of time it takes to eat an amount of bread, so then he will become tamei. And how much is that amount of bread? So it's half of whatever the shear is, according to whatever you like, whatever the shear is, to make an Eruv. And then we had said, it's chetzi chetzi lipsol hazagavia, for a different halacha, a half of that, meaning a fourth of the shear that it takes to make an Eruv, so that will be metame a person, literally it means pasol hazagavia, it means to pasol a person. What does that mean, pasol, in terms of tumantara, to write pasol usually is your pasol or not, or usually turns it like a lulav or whatever. So pasol refers to a very, very low level type of tumah where he's not going to be, the person who has that type of tumah is not going to be metame anything else, but he himself is not allowed to eat truma. So if a person eats the amount of food that is tame, or touches the amount of food that is tame, so he himself will become, I think it's more eats, I don't think it's touching, I think it's eats. If he eats the amount of food that becomes tame, the amount of food that is one quarter the size of bread that it takes to make an Erev, so he will become tame in terms of eating truma and kachim, but he won't, obviously won't be metame anything else. So the Gemara says at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Tana v'chetzi chetzi chetzia, meaning one eighth of the shear of an Erev, that's latame tumas ochlin. That amount is going to make other foods tame, right? Even if the food touches it. So the Gemara says, "V'tani d'ad my time alotani tumas ochlin." So our Mishnah. So why don't we list that in the Mishnah? So Mishum d'lo shavu shirayu lahadadi, because it's not exactly one eighth. And you'll see, right? We started with the shear of the Erev. We did a half of that and a half of that, and now a half of that, right, it gets you to one eighth. But as you'll see in a second, and I'm not really great on the math, but as you'll see, it's not exactly one eighth, and therefore we didn't list it. So Gemara says, "D'tanya kama shir chatzi pras." What is the shear of half of a pras, which is the shear that will make a person puzzle, like we said, that's the last case in the Mishnah, the one quarter of a shear of an Erev. So shtei beitzim chatzar kima, it's a little bit less than two beitzim. So the Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yosi omer shnei beitzim sochakos, that's the shear is actually two beitzim when you're kind of like generous with the sizes. Meaning not exact. It's not exactly. Meaning it's two generous sizes of kibetzim. Shir Rebbe shtei beitzim ve'od, and Rebbe said it was two beitzim and a little bit. V'kama ve'od, and how much is that? Echad me'esrim bebeitza, a 20th of an egg. So it was therefore 2 and a 20th. So I guess and a tenth. No, 2 and a 20th of an egg. Yilugabe Tumas Ochlin Tanya, but by Tumas Ochlin this year is a little different because Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Dosi, Amru Kabetza, Shamru Kumoa, Uklipasa. The Kabetza that we're talking about, right, as the minimum shear to make food tame, so that's Kabetza and the shell, the Klipasa and the shell. The Chachamarim Kamoa below Klipasa. The Chacham said no, just the shell, the egg without the shell. But it's slightly, that's slightly off, meaning it's not exactly a half of a pras, right? Meaning the shell, the egg plus a shell, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? A quarter of a pras would be less than an egg, and according to Rabbi Yossi, would be more. All right, again, I'm not amazing on the math, but some of those shirim are different. Therefore, we didn't list it because it wasn't exactly one eighth. Okay, I'm a Rafan bar Papa. I'm a Rav Chizda. Zuz the Rabbi the Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Shita. But the Chachamim say the chetzi pras, which is the quarter of the shear that we needed in the Mishnah, a quarter of the shear to make an Erev, which would make a person tame, is kibetzu mechzel shol kogos. It's 1.5. It's 1.5 loose kibetzes. Uman chachamim Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Right, from our Mishnah that we had yesterday. And again, if you do the math, so then it comes out to 1.5. I'll check out Rashi over there for the math. So where's this pshita, obviously, right? If again, it's apparently it's simple math, even though I'm not so holding like that. Again, if you read Rashi, I guess we might as well. If you read Rashi over here, where is it? Right. The Bekiger shall rova kav vav beitzim shir le'ir of chetzia. Right, meaning if the shear of a rova kav, which is a quarter kav, meaning which is a loaf of bread, so that's 6 beitzim, and then a pras, which is half, is 3 beitzim, and that's the shear erev is half of that, which is 1.5. So obviously, if you're telling me that the shear is 1.5, so that's obvious. Like that's what Gemara says, pshita. Right, again, just the simple math. Gemara says, Sochakos also Lishmin Anyav. So because Rafam Bar Papa is trying to teach us that no, the way you measure the beitzim are not tight, but they're loose, meaning a little bit bigger size, I guess. Okay. Kiyasa Ravdimi, Amar Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said that not necessarily a different topic, right? Shiger Bonios L'Rebbe. Bonios gave to Rebbe modia de kundris de min neusa. He gave a kundris, meaning a measurement of a kundris from the usa, meaning it was a kli that could measure apparently a kundis. As Rashi says, it's a sa. A kundis is a sa, okay, or a type of a sa, meaning whatever. And he gave him this kli. Vishir Rebbe masan vishva esrei bein. And Rebbe saw that it was 270 kibetzin. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Back in the day, right, the measure, the amount of a saw, when you said it was a saw of grain or a saw of flour or whatever it was, that amount changed over history, right? In the desert, it was once. They added a fifth by the time when they got to Yerushalayim. So at some point after Yerushalayim, then you'll see later on, then when the Chazal were exiled, they added it again. When the based in Satin Sipori, so they added another fifth. So, but basically, long story short, none of them were 217 kibetzim. Right, hasa dehecha. Right, what kind of sa'a are you talking about? Id midbaris. If you're talking about the sa'a they used in the midbar, so then me'av arba'im ve'arba'havim. Right, it was 144 kibetzim. If you're talking about the Yerushalmi sa'a, then it was me'av v'shivim mishlosh havim. Then it was 173. Vidi tziporis. If it was for the tziporis sa'a, so then matzayim v'sheva. It was 207. So what's the deal? What kind of sa'ah was this? So the olam really, it was the tziporis, really the big one, the 207 one. And I see chalsa shadi alay, and the difference between the two is the amount of chala that you would normally take from that thing. Meaning, so it's 207 plus whatever the chala that you would add. So the Gemara says, one second, chala kama havyon. Right, how much challah would you take from 207 kibetzim? So Gemara says, Timni, you would only take 8. Right, challah, as we said before, right, a couple of blad ago, is 1/24, right? That at least for a normal person, right? A baker did 1/48, but the amount of challah we said before is 1/24. So if you do quick math, that's only 8 and a fraction, right? So that you only get to you don't get to 217, you get to 215. There's a kadi batzrele, so you're still missing a couple. So rather, no. Take the extra a little bit of Rebbe. Again, Rebbe had said, what's it called? That you add the, you know, a 1/20th, right, of the egg, right, I mean, to make the shear for a kibetza. So therefore, when you take 207, so you take, you know, take add 1/20th, and then you get up to 217. So the Gemara says, but you still really get a little bit more than that. You still get a little bit more than that, right? It's 207 divided by 1/20th is not 10 flat, it's like 10.7, so it's a little bit bigger. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So it came to Lohavi Kabetza, Lohashavai, right? So there was no, right? Fractions we round, not necessarily down, but we round, right? Fractions, they didn't count the fraction. Okay, fine. So that's exactly, that's how they got the measurement. Tar Rabbanan, we learned in a Raisa, saw Yerushalmi Sisera al Midbaris Shtus. The Yerushalmi saw was bigger than the Midbar saw by a shtus, by a sixth. As we mentioned several times, the Gemara does not mention measure fractions like we measure fractions. We measure fractions, and if you have 10, and you say a third, so that's, I don't know, 3.333. In the Gemara measures fractions differently. If you say 10 in the Gemara, and you say a third of 10, the Gemara, that is 5. Because when you add 5 to 10, right, then the addition is a third of the total, meaning now you have 15. So you have 5 is a third of 15. So same thing here. When we say that they added on a shtus, a sixth, from one saw to the next, it really means a fifth. It means a sixth after you add on the addition. So it's a fifth. It was greater by a fifth. Also, same thing. The saw from the tzipori was greater than the yushalmi saw by a fifth. So apparently you see that the saw from the tzipori was bigger than the desert one by a third. At least the Gemara says, shlish daman. Right, a third of what? Right, where do you get a third? Ilay mishlesh demidbar is, if you tell me it's a third of the desert saw, so mirti, 1 second. Let's see. Shlish demidbar is kamahavi in our bavatimni. Right, a third measured in our thirds is of the desert one is 48. That area, that is actually measured, and that's an actual third, agav. But that's actual, that's a called a. That's I should correct myself. The Gemara doesn't always measure fractions, like to make it more complicated. The Gemara doesn't always measure fractions by adding the what's it called? There's something called milavar and milagav. Depending on how you view which way you're calculating the math. So milavar is, as I explained, that a third of 10 would be 5, but milagav would be the way we count fractions. So now, when you say that a third of the desert ones is 48, so that's milagav. That's the way we calculate fractions, right? As if it wasn't as confusing enough. When we said it's a sixth, right? It's a sixth bigger, that's milavar. That's the way they used to count fractions. And milagav, now we're talking about when we say that a third of these saws is 48, right? A third of the midbar saw is 48, so that's milagav. That's already the way we calculate fractions. Okay, so either way, the Gemara shifts now to calculate in our way. Right, the extra between the difference between the tzipori saw and the midbar saw is 63. So the Gemara says, this must be a third of the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says, 1 second. Right, it's 58 minus a third, meaning 57 and 2/3. But we said the difference between the Tzipori and the Midbar is 63. So the Gemara says, right, really, no, it's a third of the Tzipori saw. The Gemara says, 1 second. Right, that doesn't make any sense. Because that's 69 and a little bit. 69. That's straight up. That's 69 is a third of 207. Ravila Otva, she's in the flaws. Now you're telling me the difference between Tzipori and the Midbar was 63. Sala Amar of Yirmiya Havikam. Rather, no, this is what it means. Nimse Sashal Tzipori, you say Rami Bar is Karov Lashishala. No, it means that the 63 between the Tzipori saw and the Midbar saw is close to 69, which is the actual third of the Tzipori saw. And also, shlish shala akar of the mechza de midbaris, and the third of the tzipori saw, which is 63, is close to half of the desert, the midbar saw, which is, 72. Okay, so the Gemara says, maskev la ravina, 1 second, midi, karov katani, what are you talking about? The Bryce doesn't say anything about being karov. Right, that's not at all, right? It's not even that close, to be honest. So Ella Ravina, Amar Ravina says, this is what it means to say. Nimse shlish shal tzipori be I don't even know how to pronounce that. Bevodinos shal rebi. So meaning the third of tzipori with the extra of rebi, yisera al mechza shal midbara shlish beitza. A little bit confusing, but meaning a third of the tzipori saw, which is 63, plus the extra of Rebbe, which is 1/20. What the math is on that, I'm not sure. But either way, that is more than half of the Midbar saw by 1/3 of a kubica. I mean, apparently, so apparently it's 72 1/3 kubica. Okay, all right. I think the math works out. I mean, I assume the math works out, and if it doesn't, then definitely let me know. But I think that's how it works. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Rishis arisoseichem. We're talking about challah, the first of the dough. That's right. Kidei isoseichem has to be. It literally means like your dough. Vekama isoseichem kidei isas hamidbar. And how much is the dough? So, meaning that you need to be chayav and challah. So that's the saw of the midbar. Vekama isas midbar. How much is that? Ketchil the pasuk says haomer asiris eifahu. Right. It's a tenth of an eifah. Since the eifah was three saw. Right, so the Omer again was a third was what, how does that work out? That is what does that work out? So then it was 3/10 of a saw. It was 3/10 of a saw, right? If 3 saw is 16 kav, so right, the Rashi has some math over here that I really didn't chop so much, to be totally honest. All right, let's go a little weiter, and then you can check out the math for yourself. Like I said, math is not really my strong suit so much. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Shiva Revoim Kemach Va'ud Chayeves Bechala. 7 Reva Kav, 7 quarters of a Kav, meaning 1 3/4 of a Kav, plus a little bit more, is Chayev and Chala, Shein Shisha Shel Yerushalmi, Shein Chamisha Shel Zippori, which is 6 Yerushalmi and 3 tzipori and 5 tzipori. This is a rova. A rova, which is a quarter. Right, there are different measurements already back in the day. Right, Mikam Amru, from here they said, right, Ha'ucha b'kamidazu, harei ze bari u'mavarach, yesho ken rabson, pachos mikan makukal b'meyav. Right, and this is the amount of food you're supposed to eat. If you eat more, then you're going to be gluttonous. If you eat less, then you're going to have a problem inside in a person's stomach. Okay, mercifully, that's the end of the math, and back to Hilchos Erevin. Right? You never thought back to Hilchos Erevin would be a relief necessarily, but Baruch Hashem. So, Anshe Chatzer Anshe Merpeset. Let's say you have a Chatzer, and let's say you have a Merpeset. Right? You have a building again. You have houses that go that are on the first floor. Let's say if you can imagine like I don't know, like an old school motel where it has like 2 floors. So you have apartments that lead into the outer floor. And then you have apartments that lead onto the top floor. And let's say, you know, the top floor apartments like curl around to the side, or either way, meaning they're not in the same, they're not literally right next to each other. Some apartments go into the ground floor, which is in the chatzer, and some apartments go onto a merpeset, like, which is a little merpeset, right? That's how the apartments get out. And then there are ladders, right, and stairs, like a motel, right, to get down to the chatzer. So what's the deal? So shaku v'lo erivu, if they forgot to make an eruv together, so kol shagova asura tvachon merpeset pachos michan lechatzer. How do you judge which apartment is shayach to which area? So if anything is 10 tvachim off the ground, so then it's shayach to the merpeset, to the top floor, but michan, pachos michan, but less than that, it goes to the chatzer. Okay. Chulyas habor v'esela, right, if you have chulyas habor, we said is the lip of a pit, or a rock, or a cell is a rock, kavon asar tvachim, if they are 10 tvachim high, so then lemer peset, then they're shaykh to lemer peset, pogos mikan lechotzer, and if less than that, they're shaykh to the first floor. But medvar amurim, when do we say, when is this all shaykh? Besmucha, that's only if anything is close to lemer peset, right, if avo b'mufuleges, but if it's totally nowhere near it, then afilu govot yud tvachim lechotzer, then even if it's 10 tvachim tall, so then obviously it's shaykh to lechotzer, it's not shaykh to the top floor, because you know, it's like, I don't know, a mile away. Not a mile away, but far away. As the Gemara will define, how far is too far. Ezo yismucha, what is considered close? Kol she'enu rechoga arba tvachim. It has to be 4 tvachim away. And more than that, then it is already shaykh to the chatzer. So Gemara says, we're going to bring a bunch of different cases. Right? Things are not always so cut and dry in terms of buildings. So, in terms of structures and stuff, so the Gemara is going to give a bunch of cases where they know the halacha, and then they're going to ask a question about the last case. So it's pshita, it's obvious to me that zele pesach or zele pesach, that if you can get to both of them, meaning both of them are shayach, everybody can get to the chatzer through a pesach, through an opening, meaning that if you, there's a diagram over here in the art school over here, if you're looking at the bottom, they have it in the Masechta also, So basically, the case is where you have two chateros that kind of end at a wall, and then you have a raised area that's at the edge of the chater. And both of them can access this area through a pesach, through an opening, through a place that's easy to get to. So Gemara says that hainu chalon shebein shtei chateros. So that's for sure a chalon. That's for sure a window between two chateros. So just like in the case of a window between two chateros that's easily accessible by the both of them. So then, we said that it's usher to carry from the window to the chateros, right, unless you have an eruv in the entire between the two of them. So that's for sure. That's for sure that case. If you can get to both areas by throwing an item, so I know kotel shebein shtei chateros, that's the same as the case we had the kotel between two chateros, where we said that it's also to take from the top of the wall to your chater, right? Again, without a native. If you can lower, shalshel is to lower something down. So if you can lower down, meaning you're talking about a ditch or something, you can lower down to the area. The area in question, if you can only lower something into it, so the hainu charetz shebein shtei chateros, right? That's the case of a ditch between two chateros. Lazeb pesach v'zeb zrika. If you can get to one of the areas by throwing and one of the by walking, right? You have an opening, you have a pesach, and one of them you can only throw to it. So hainu derav barav huna amrav nachman, right? That's the case again. We said nichatesh mishta, that whichever is easier to use, so then that area is shayach to there. So if one has an opening, one you can only throw to, so then obviously the area, it's going to be shayach to the area where you have an opening and it's easier to get to. Zeb is pesach, zeb is shalshal, and if again, same idea. If you have an opening from one chater into this area, and then but the only way to get to the area from another chater is to lower something into it. Zahinu d'Rav Shizvi and Rav Nachman. That's also nichatash mishnei. We'll give it to the area where you have a pesach. The Gemara says, one second, but I'll ask you the following: zeb is shalshal, zeb is zirka mai. But what about throwing versus lowering? What is that case? Who has the easier use for the area? And therefore, which area is this? Which chater is this area shayach to? So, Marav Shnei Masurim Shmuel Amar Nosin Oso Lazeh Shavishal Shol Lazeh Shezet. Sorry, that's a little too fast. Amar Rav says both of them are aser, because it's not easy to get to either of them. Right, you need to make an area between the two of them, between all the areas, if it's possible. And otherwise, it's aser to carry. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Nosin Oso Lazeh Shabbat. You give it to the one where you can lower down. Because it's easier for the person who is able to lower something, it's easier to use that area for him than it is for the person who has to throw. And any case where you have two choices and one is easier to use, one chatzer has easier access to the area than the other, so then we give it to that chatzer, and it's considered part of that chatzer. Okay, we'll stop here. Go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.